This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a whole bunch of things that are going to start happening the day after tomorrow. Exactly what those things are, of course, depends a whole lot on who wins. But here is one that's going to happen no matter what. The election news vacuum will be filled, in part, by news of the still-going-strong European debt crisis. There was a big meeting in Tokyo today about cutting international debt. Quick headline is that the G20 is going to take its time on that for fear of slowing an already slow global economy. In Spain, home of the most recent acute debt crisis and overwhelming unemployment, the economic crisis has become an immigration problem. Christopher Wirth reports.
If you live in Barcelona and are from South or Central America, then you might listen to BCN Latina. Barcelona, Latina, Latina. It's a small radio station that caters to the city's Latin American population.
Seguimos aquí en el despertador. Tenemos una semana.
And 3 days a week, Javier Bonamy hosts this call-in show that offers legal advice on immigration to Spain. But lately, the most common question is how to find a job. Average unemployment in Spain is at 25%. For immigrants, Bonamy says, that number is nearly 40%.
And the problem is, if they lose their jobs, they lose their documentation. So they go back to being illegal immigrants, which is like going back 10 years when they first arrived here and had nothing.
They may have come with nothing, but back then, Spain was a land of opportunity for immigrants. Libertad González is with Pompeu Fabra University in Barcelona. She says in the decade before the crisis, Spain saw an influx of more than 5 million immigrants from Latin America, Africa, and the Middle East, all in search of work.
In 1998, immigrants or foreign-born individuals in Spain represented about 2% of the working-age population. And 10 years later, they were more than 15%.
When Spain's economy soured and the jobs disappeared, many thought those newcomers would disappear too. For a time, the Spanish government even offered money to immigrants to return home. But, González says, despite Spain's dire economy, not many took the offer.
I'm thinking they're hoping things are going to get better. So most people seem to have stayed.
After all, she says, many immigrants have families in Spain. Their children go to good Spanish schools. At this playground in Barcelona, a group of boys play basketball on a dry dirt court. Falbis Mendez brings her son here every afternoon. She says she's torn between joblessness in Spain and what could be an even worse situation back home in the Dominican Republic.
I'm desperate. We think maybe we should return to our country, but I don't have a job there either. We don't even have money for the plane.
And as the economic crisis grows worse, life in Spain gets even harder. This year, the Spanish government cut access to universal health care for immigrants who've lost their legal status, many of them when they lost their jobs. Some in Spain accuse immigrants of straining public services and taking Spanish jobs. But that doesn't dissuade Edison Sarita, who runs this small fruit and vegetable store in Barcelona. Sarita and his wife moved here from Ecuador 10 years ago. He worked construction while they saved to buy a house. But when the crisis hit, Sarita lost his job, so he took a gamble and opened this shop in one of the deepest recessions Spain has ever known.
6 months ago, I decided to invest the savings I had into this new business because it's better than nothing. It's very slow, but at least I'm surviving. We'll see how long that lasts.
He says no matter how bad the situation in Spain gets, they have no plans to go back home. In Barcelona, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.